John McCain was in Miami today, where he attacked Barack Obama on taxes. The GOP is trying to seize on Obama's remark to the so-called Joe the Plumber, Samuel J. Wolzerbacher from Holland, Ohio, last week, who, after he told Obama that he couldn't afford Obama's tax cut plan, Obama said he wanted to spread your wealth around. McCain campaign manager Steve Schmidt told the New York Times today that was a mistake by Obama, as did Newt Gingrich on Good Morning America today. In reality, based on what his salary is, Wurzelbacher would get a tax cut, not a raise, from Obama's plan. But Democrats have traditionally had trouble in national elections for being labeled as a tax-and-spend liberal. WMNF asked Fortas chief financial officer and Obama supporter Alex Sink today if she feared those charges could hurt Obama in Florida over the next 2.5 weeks.
Well, no. Let me tell you what Obama's focus for small business is, and that's it's an issue that's really important to me, Mitch, because Florida is built on small business. We're not a state that has a lot of big, huge corporate interests. Our whole state is built on small business people who have come to Florida or grown up in Florida and are entrepreneurial and creative and looking for ways to make good profits. And right now, one of the problems is access to credit. And so Obama is proposing that we open up the Small Business Administration that stepped up after 9/11 to do direct lending to businesses who were having trouble accessing credit. And so he has a plan to enable businesses to go straight to the SBA to get small business loans. He's also going to provide more incentives to private lenders who are engaged in SBA lending. So that's number one. Number two is he's proposing for businesses who add new employees through the end of 2009 to give them a $3,000 tax credit. A $3,000 tax credit for every new job they create. Florida has an unemployment rate right now that's already higher than the national average, so I think that's a good plan. The next thing is on the side of health care. He's going to propose to incent small businesses to continue or to start providing health care for employees a 50% credit for every premium, for all the premiums that they pay. I've met with a woman this morning who pays $50,000 a year in premiums. So you can, the Republicans are always going to say, oh, tax and spend, you're going to tax people. Well, you know, 98% of the small businesses in this country make this is their earnings, less than $250,000. And so Barack's plans are very exciting for us.